Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this recording, I'll help you clear away the doubt and confusion and replace it with a rock-solid faith that can move mountains. Well, at least figuratively speaking. Literally moving mountains will probably take more than just this one recording. Of course, that may be my own limited belief speaking, and who am I to place limits on your possibilities? In any case, you may just be surprised what is actually possible once you clear the slate of disappointments, replace doubt with faith, and learn to trust the world around you. It is well known that those with tremendous self-confidence tend to be more successful, and miracle workers throughout history have told us that as long as we believe that our prayers will be answered, they will. My own research and experience has verified what many have already said, in that the world around us is a direct reflection of what we believe, and our faith is the primary force driving the course of events in our lives. When we learn to shift our beliefs and choose to believe in the things we want, we find them appearing in our lives as if by magic. And just for clarification, it is possible to consciously manifest your desires simply by deciding on what you want and choosing to believe that it will actually happen. It really can be that easy. The speed of the manifestation depends on how much you believe. So, let's start this session by relaxing as deeply as you can. Find a comfortable spot where you can sit or lie down without being disturbed. If you need to lock the door, turn off your phone, or adjust your clothing, go ahead and do that now. You may also find that it's easier to relax after stretching your muscles. There's something soothing in the process of contracting every muscle in your body and then releasing that tension and just letting your body settle into a comfortable position. In the same way, taking a deep breath and then slowly exhaling the air from your lungs can also be very relaxing. Sometimes I like to imagine that with each breath in, I'm bringing more spiritual energy into my body, and with each breath out, I'm releasing all unnecessary tension or energy. Let's do this one together. Take a nice deep breath in, pause for just a moment, then slowly release the air back into the space around you. Nice. As you relax into the surface beneath you and continue to breathe in and breathe out, you may notice that some areas of your body are already relaxing. Did you notice which part of your body relaxed first? Which areas are still holding on to that tension we carry around with us through the day? I wonder how soon will they decide to let go of that tension and join the rest of your body for a short nap as we travel deep into the inner recesses of your mind. There is no need to consciously attempt to direct the process of relaxation. Your body knows what to do and will relax appropriately as we shift our focus away from the physical world out there and focus on the inner world of your mind. In fact, we really don't need the conscious mind at all for this session, since the majority of the work will be done by your unconscious mind, that part of the mind normally called the subconscious. This amazing aspect of who you are runs your entire body without your conscious awareness, keeping you breathing, pumping blood throughout your systems, digesting your food, growing your hair and fingernails, and retrieving memories whenever needed. It also feeds your conscious mind with images and ideas when you wish to imagine something wonderful. It's perfectly okay if you just want to daydream about an enjoyable vacation, or simply check out for the duration of this session. In fact, if we take a moment and imagine the most enjoyable activity you can remember, this will help activate that deeper aspect of your mind and make it easier to do the work we're here to do. When's the last time you really took a day for yourself? How did you spend your time? Can you remember how much fun it is to just play? What sensations did you feel as you hit the peak of enjoyment at that time? If you were to simply imagine the most enjoyable thing ever, what would it be? Something like sitting on a beach on a warm summer day? Or maybe sitting by a fire when camping? Or perhaps you really enjoy getting a nice, relaxing massage? Or the taste of a wonderfully prepared meal? Whatever you enjoy, imagine yourself doing it now. Pay attention to all the little details. The sights, the sounds, the smells, the feeling of things as you touch them or as they touch you, the emotions coursing through your body and mind, and any tastes that are involved. Notice how all of these details make the pleasurable sensations that much richer, more enjoyable, and intense. What if these feelings grow stronger and even more intense? How far can they go? What if they get 10 times more powerful than they are now? Would you explode from the sheer intensity of the feelings? Of course not, but it might feel as if you could. If this intense feeling of pleasure were a color, what color would it be? Remember this color, because every time you see it over the next day or two, you'll find that some of this intense pleasure makes itself known to your conscious mind. Amazing what you can do with just your mind, isn't it? Go ahead and let all of that go. You've done well. In a moment, I'll count backwards from 10 to 1. This is a great way to distance yourself from the physical world and move deeper into the inner world. With each number spoken, you can focus your mind more and more on the inner world, and completely ignore the physical world around you. Here we go. 10, 9, 8. Moving deeper and deeper into your inner mind. 7, 6, 5. That's it. Just let everything go and allow yourself to indulge. 4, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful. As we continue with this session, you may allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper into your inner world, where great and powerful changes are not only possible, but inevitable. Now, imagine yourself in a classroom, one like you had in school, with that really nice teacher who really cared about you. That teacher always seemed to have all the answers and took time to explain things so you can easily understand them. It's easy to see why you trust this person implicitly, accepting everything said as if it is absolute truth with a capital T. The stuff you learn here has proven itself to be so incredibly valuable. Even things such as the fact that 2 plus 2 equals 4, the sky is blue, the earth turns on an axis to create the cycle of day and night, and travels around the sun creating the seasons of the year. This is all useful information, stuff we take for granted, because it's always true, always has been, and always will be. It's now time to expand your awareness into new levels of the realities of life. The most important lesson to learn is that your life is a reflection of what you believe. Even on a purely physical level, your beliefs influence the decisions you make, which influence your actions, which produce the results you get in life. It's a direct chain of events, from beginning to end, like a row of dominoes, each knocking the next one down, starting with your beliefs and leading to the conditions of your life. As a quick example, someone who believes that relationships are a waste of time will never put the time and effort into making a relationship work. They are destined to fail simply because of their belief about relationships. Someone else, who believes that relationships are a source of unlimited joy and fulfillment, will do a whole lot more to improve them in every way imaginable. Their beliefs, decisions, and actions will produce much better results. Before you can succeed at anything, you have to believe it's possible. This is only one reason why your life is a direct result of your beliefs. There's more. The greatest miracle workers in history have all said that it's all based on faith. When you have faith, your prayers are answered. The more faith you have, the more your prayers will do. Those of us with complete faith are able to perform miracles, like walking on water, turning one substance into another, pulling physical objects out of thin air, healing people in an instant, and even resurrecting those who have died. Many people throughout time have demonstrated the ability to do these things, and we are told that anyone can do them. You just have to have faith. The more faith you have, the quicker the world around you responds to your intentions. Those who are growing their faith see results come more slowly, through the natural processes of the world. Those with absolute faith are able to perform true miracles. Having faith is easy. You just decide to believe that what you want will actually happen, and then think and act as if it has been guaranteed by a divine creator. You know that you have enough faith when you feel a sense of contentment within yourself, as you expect things to turn out the way you want them to. It's like a patient in a hospital who is given a placebo, There is nothing in the pill or injection that would have a physical effect on their body. Yet the faith they have in the doctor, the hospital, and the treatment is enough to cause healing to happen. Thousands of medical experiments have proven that our minds have the power to heal. And all it takes is an expectation of positive results. Beyond this, millions of people have successfully prayed for a wide variety of things, including healing, financial prosperity, harmonious relationships, respect and recognition, cooperation from others, and just about anything else you can imagine. The form of prayer doesn't matter, since people get positive results with every form of prayer imaginable. The only thing that really matters is how much they believe they will get the results they want. The only time anyone doesn't get the results they want is when they lack faith, when they believe more in something else and allow themselves to be distracted from expecting happy results. For this reason, you may choose now to always believe in yourself. Believe that the universe is on your side, and that you will always get the results you want in any situation. Actually, you may decide to have faith for any reason whatsoever. Reason doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you believe. The first few times it works, you may find yourself feeling good about what you've done. Happy. Proud, satisfied that your faith has been confirmed. Sooner or later, you'll grow accustomed to always getting the outcome you want, and it will become expected more and more, to the point where there's no surprise, because that's just how the world works. Like the sun coming up every morning, and the seasons changing from one to the next. Miracles are just a natural part of life, and there's nothing special about your beliefs being reflected in the world around you. Like a rainbow after a rainstorm, it's nice, but expected. Modern scientists have faith in what they call the laws of science, and therefore see results that conform to those supposed laws. Prophets and miracle workers have faith in a divine presence, and therefore see results that go beyond the limits of science. Scientists don't know everything, and they can only prove what they already believe, because their experiences of life are also a direct reflection of what they believe. Only those who believe in miracles will ever experience them. Logic is not required. There is no reason to limit yourself to the beliefs of any other person. You may choose for yourself what you will believe, and the universe will reflect these beliefs in your experience. If you think back, you'll find memories of times when something happened and you or another person responded by saying, "I knew that was going to happen." This is just another example of the power of faith. We expect certain things to happen, and the events match our beliefs. What confuses most folks is that they believe in surprises. They believe that they don't always get what they want or expect, and the only way for the universe to reflect these beliefs is to occasionally cause something to happen which contradicts a weaker belief. Strong beliefs overcome weaker ones. You have to believe more in what you want than any other possibility that could occur. Weak beliefs produce weak results. Strong beliefs produce strong results. The more you believe something to be absolutely true, with no possibility of being false, the stronger your belief. Search your memories again, and you'll find dozens, if not hundreds, of examples of when a stronger belief overpowered a weaker one to create a specific outcome in your life. You don't need anyone else to prove the power of faith to you, because you have all the evidence you need to accept this truth of the universe. Now that you have seen for yourself evidence that supports this idea, and you've accepted this is the way the world works, it makes perfect sense to restructure your thought patterns to always believe in what you're doing and fully expect the results you want. The more you do this, the more you will experience the joy of success, and the easier life becomes. It's almost like you have a personal genie or guardian angel who is now looking out for you. Or maybe you prefer to see this as though you have just been revealed as royalty, and the universe itself is your loyal subject, obeying your every word as if it were the most authoritative command. In any case, you're special because you believe in yourself and expect success at all times. Let's do something now that will make this even better. In most cases, we believe what we do because we have memories which support these beliefs. Someone who always gets what they want will have an easier time believing in success than someone who has lots of memories of failure, frustration, or disappointments. If we erase all negative memories where things didn't work out as expected, we can increase our level of faith in success. Sometimes the best way to increase our faith is to eliminate doubt. False beliefs come from expecting the future to resemble the past, which itself is a false belief. This is why so many people get caught in a loop where they keep repeating the same experiences over and over again. When we keep only memories of success and happy times, then it becomes very easy to believe our future will only be successful and happy. And when you do this, now your future can be as dramatically different from your past as you want it to be. Every day can be a brand new day, full of wonderful blessings that thrills and delights you. So, imagine yourself in a library, full of books, videos, and documents, which have recorded every experience you've had in your life. You will notice that there is a general area where the majority of information is kept, and there are a few doorways to other rooms, where some things have been set aside. One room keeps all the fantasy stuff, things that never actually happened, but may be fun to remember from time to time. Another room keeps things that used to be true, but are no longer true. These memories might have other uses, but will not be used to support beliefs or expectations of the future. Somewhere in this library, you will see a desk with someone sitting at it. Walk up to this desk and ask the librarian there to help you find all of the memories of past failures, disappointments, and frustrations, and move them to the room where things used to be true, but are no longer true. Once you have made your request, you see the librarian calling for an assistant, who then grabs a cart to go collect the indicated memories. Every so often, you see the assistant take the cart full of negative memories into the special room where things are no longer true, and unloads the cart there. They come back out and goes to collect more memories to move to their new home in the library. All of this happens quickly, and pretty soon, the assistant comes back and reports to the librarian that the task has been done. All negative memories have been moved to the room where things used to be true, but are no longer true. The materials have been relocated to a new home in the library, and the library catalog has been updated to reflect the new status of the memories. As you walk through this library full of your life's memories, you notice that it's a lot easier to find memories of successful, happy times. There are a lot more of them than you thought. You might even find a few memories you had forgotten about. And isn't it wonderful to find them again? I'll give you a moment to take a walk down memory lane and relive some of the more joyful times when things worked exactly the way you wanted them to be. At some point, you may notice that you feel lighter, brighter, more bouncy, with more energy, focus, and vitality than you used to have. Confidence just seems to come more freely, and you can be more relaxed, knowing that your faith will attract more enjoyable experiences into your life. It's like you've released the brakes on the vehicle driving you through life. The wheels turn more freely, with less resistance, and it's just so much easier to get where you want to go. It's also like you've just been to a health spa for a week, and all of the luxury, the pampering, the salt baths and soaking in the hot springs, and the good, healthy food have all cleansed your systems and given you a much-needed break, so you can be more refreshed and energized than ever before. There's nothing like knowing that you're special, and everyone treats you with the respect you deserve. This is the way life is supposed to be. This is what you can expect from now on. And as you now fully understand, your expectations shape your reality. Now you understand that your beliefs, your faith, your expectations, your confidence not only attract success, but also makes it easier for you to perform at a higher level, providing a direct physical reason for your success. Can you imagine what it would be like to be so confident and successful, so sure of yourself, standing proud, chin up, shoulders back, with a straight spine and good posture, smiling from ear to ear, on the brink of laughter because it just feels so good? Nothing phases you because you know that any hint of negativity is just a false illusion, not real, and transitory at most. And speaking of transitory, let's transition now into something a little different. You're doing very well in this session. So many ideas to explore, so many new truths to discover, so much more confidence than ever before. Before we start something new, let's take a moment and just relax. Allow your mind to clear and float on the feeling of increased self-confidence and faith that have been created so far in this session. You've made some real progress, and after this session is over, you'll go back to your normal life with a renewed sense of who you are, what you can do, and a higher level of success you can truly expect to achieve in everything you do. Life is just going to be so much more enjoyable than ever. I'm sure you'll find new goals to go after, and the freedom to pursue whatever you might desire. At this time, I want you to think of something you know to be an absolute fact. Something like 2 plus 2 equals 4. The sky is blue. The earth rotates on an axis, creating the cycle of day and night. Or something like that. It could even be the fact that you are a human being living on planet Earth. As you think about these facts, notice how you feel. Notice the feeling that can be described as a knowingness. This goes far beyond a simple belief in something that may or may not be true. It's a feeling you get when you know something to be an absolute fact, with absolutely no chance of being anything else. And just to more clearly identify this feeling, think of something you know to be nothing more than fantasy. A complete fiction, totally unreal. Notice how you feel when you think of something that isn't true. The feeling you get when you know someone is lying to you. That's it. Now, go back to thinking about things that are absolutely true. And notice how the feeling changes. How this feeling is different from the feeling of fantasy or fiction. As much as you can, isolate the feeling of absolute truth from the ideas that produce it. What does the feeling of absolute truth feel like? Where is this feeling located within your body? Does it feel light or heavy? Does it feel warm or cool? Does it feel small or large? Does it feel soft or hard? If this feeling of absolute truth were a color, what color would it be? If it were a sound, what would you hear? Would it be a pure tone or a piece of music? If you were to represent this feeling of absolute truth with a symbol, which could be anything, a color, a sound, an image, an object, anything. What symbol best represents this feeling of absolute truth and reality? Now, study the symbol of absolute truth and reality. Notice all the little details, the subtle variations of its various qualities. Can you feel the power the symbol radiates? True faith is a condition where an idea is associated with the concept of absolute truth and reality. Whenever you want to refresh your faith in something, you merely have to bring out this symbol and mentally connect it to whatever you want to have more faith about. When you want more self-confidence, imagine yourself as someone who represents absolute truth and reality. You could imagine the symbol for absolute truth and reality placed somewhere special, such as in your heart, on top of your head, or as something you wear, wherever it truly belongs. This will give you incredible self-confidence. When you want to manifest greater financial abundance, you can mentally link the idea of abundance with the idea of absolute truth and reality. Perhaps you can imagine this symbol for absolute truth and reality connected to a big pile of money. This will set events in motion, which will bring you all the money you want. When you want better health, you can imagine your body as if it is already in perfect physical condition, and link this vision with your symbol of absolute truth and reality. And your faith in perfect health is instantly increased, thus ensuring that your experience of health grows stronger and stronger. If you wanted to perform a miracle, you just have to think of the task and your eventual success at doing it as something that is absolutely true and real. Imagine your symbol for absolute truth and reality, and your faith in performing this miracle will be boosted, and it will be easy. With practice, you'll find that it's easy to maintain the feeling of absolute truth and reality with everything you do. And this amplifies your faith. Let's play with this. Refresh the feeling of absolute truth and reality. Remember what it feels like. Remember how it may be located within your body. Remember any colors, sounds, or other qualities that are associated with this feeling. Now, imagine your symbol for absolute truth and reality, and notice how this feeling gets stronger, more powerful, and more intense. Feels good, doesn't it? Let's turn up the volume on this feeling and amplify it. Each time I say the word more, this feeling of faith grows twice as powerful as before. Get ready for it. Okay. More. More. Twice as powerful each time. More. 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 Wow. How does it feel to be virtually vibrating with the power of faith? We can take it a whole lot further. More. More. Doubling in power each time. More. More. Incredible how the power of faith can double over and over again with almost no end in sight. Now, each time I say the word power, the power of your faith will multiply 10 times over. Get ready for it. Okay. Power. 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 At this point, your faith has more than enough power to perform literal miracles. If this power of faith radiated light, you would be shining like the sun. Take a look at yourself in a mirror. That person looking back at you has everything working in their favor. They are glowing with a light that shines from within. There's something special about that light emanating from this highly confident person of absolute faith. It's not like the light from any light bulb, or even from the sun. It's a divine light, emanating from a divine being. Did you know that you are a divine being at the core? Well, what else could it be? If a divine creator created the entire universe from nothing, then the only substance this divine creator could have used to make you is substance from itself. You are essentially a fragment of the divine creator. Or as some folks say, you are a child of the divine. This means that you have the same basic nature as the divine creator, with the same power and capabilities to create. This explains why your beliefs become reality, and why you can be as successful as you choose to be. This also means that you have inherited the right to rule all of creation, just as all royalty inherit the right to rule the domains of their family. Just because you didn't know this before and lived a life of anonymity as an outcast of the kingdom does not invalidate your claim to the throne now. Feel free to step up, claim your right to rule, and take charge as you see fit. Your word is law, a divine decree which must be carried out for you. Your subjects, the people and things of this world, have no choice but to obey your wishes and bow to your magnificent glory. Of course, you are free to rule your kingdom with love and allow your subjects as much freedom as you wish. This inspires fanatical loyalty, and you find that you are accepted and loved by all. When you choose to see reality from a divine perspective, you have the ability to see beyond the physical surface of reality. And from this perspective, you can see that the physical world is just a tiny fragment of the much larger reality that exists. In fact, you could say that the entire physical universe is nothing more than a light layer of dust on an ocean of consciousness. This is why it is so easy to just think of what you want, and your intentions take form in the world around you. Now, this session would not be complete if we didn't address the subject of time. While it is theoretically possible that you will come out of this session as a fully developed divine being with the power to perform literal miracles, it's also possible that you may need a little more time to grow into your divine nature. Until that happens, you'll want to take precautions to ensure your physical safety before doing anything that could cause physical damage. In other words, practice flying with a net. Don't jump off a building or anything like that. Practice your new abilities in a safe space until you have seen success. Then you can do whatever you want, whenever and wherever it suits you. Remember that you are a divine being, and as such, you can access divine wisdom. It's usually a good idea to access that wisdom to find out the best way to accomplish the things you want to do. Sometimes there's a better way than what you first imagine. The more you grow into your divine nature, the more you will feel comfortable being your authentic self, doing the things you truly enjoy doing, hanging out with the people who appreciate you for who you are, and living the life you want to live. Your new level of confidence, faith, and trust help you accept others for being who they are, without judgment, without criticism, and without any impact on your own self-worth. And for the same reasons, you may find yourself being more forgiving of events because you know that you will experience the joys and successes that are your divine right, even if they may take a little more time than you first thought. When things take time, this simply means that your faith has room to grow. And repeating this session and others like it could be a good idea, so you can reach higher and higher levels of success and self-mastery. One of the great joys of life is in overcoming obstacles and difficulties. And if there were no difficulties, then we would never develop into the true master we are destined to become, overcoming the limits of the past. All of this and more is awaiting you as you bring your increased confidence and faith out of this session into your physical life. We have done enough for this session. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you will be wide awake, fully alert, and ready to continue with your day. You may lock in all the changes we have made during this session and keep the power of faith you have developed during your time here, maintaining this divine level of faith constantly from now on for as long as you want it. You may also repeat this session from time to time to increase your faith even further so you can accomplish even bigger goals. It's very possible that the people who know you will notice a difference, a powerful difference, a positive difference. Your relationships will grow more harmonious, more beautiful, and more rewarding. Family, friends, coworkers, and casual acquaintances will feel more at ease around you and will be quicker to go along with whatever you suggest. This will also make it easier to reach your goals, whatever they may be, both personally and professionally. You may also notice that your luck has improved, and things just happen to go your way more and more often. It's like you have a personal genie or guardian angel following you around, making sure that everything goes your way and you get everything you want in life. Life is truly magical, and miracles happen every day. It's no wonder why you seem to always be smiling and happy. Now, let's take a brief moment and imagine yourself in a situation where in the past you didn't have enough faith. Visualize yourself in a similar situation with absolute faith in yourself, what you're doing, and your eventual success. Notice how this new version of yourself effortlessly approaches the situation, full of confidence and faith, knowing that success is the only outcome, no matter what else may happen before that point. Good. Okay, time to end the session. So, Let's start our count from 1 to 10. With each number I say, you will find yourself becoming more focused on the outer world, with more and more energy and vitality, getting ready to continue your day. 1, 2, 3, rising higher and higher, bringing your new level of divine faith with you. 4, 5, yes, go ahead and take a nice deep breath to clear the cobwebs away from your conscious mind. 6, 7, feeling great with so much self-confidence and faith in yourself. 8, 9, almost there, and finally, we reach number 10. Welcome back. Now, as you open your eyes and look at the world around you with more faith in yourself and the things you want to manifest into your life, I wish you all the blessings in the world. Until next time, be blessed, my friend.